Good morning. Welcome to the program. My name is Charles Rose. I work with the Church of Christ in Lincoln, Missouri. We meet every Sunday morning at 9:30 for Bible study and at 10:30 for worship. Sunday evenings at 5 o'clock, Wednesday evenings at 7 o'clock. Love to have you come and visit all of our services. We teach only the Bible, and we follow the Bible as closely as man can to keep in touch with Jesus Christ. We also offer free home Bible studies that you can take through the mail. To enroll in a Bible correspondence course, just write to us and request a free Bible study by mail. Send it to the Church of Christ, P.O. Box 137, Lincoln, Missouri 65338. Love to enroll you in a Bible study such as this. In Mark chapter 3, verses 28 through 30, Jesus is speaking to the scribes, and he says, "Truly I say to you, all sins will be forgiven the children of man, and whatever blasphemies they utter. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit never has forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin." They were saying he has an unclean spirit. Many students of the Bible feel a sense of dread when they read that statement. How about you? As you read that there is an unpardonable sin, do you worry that perhaps you yourself has committed such a sin? It's scary to think that there are some who can never receive forgiveness. There are some who are guilty of an eternal sin. But we must keep this in its context. Those scribes in Mark chapter 3 had studied the Old Testament prophecies about the coming Messiah. They heard the teachings of Christ. They saw his miracles. They had learned, they had even witnessed that Jesus and his disciples were casting out demons. And after everything they had seen and heard, those scribes made this conclusion. They said Jesus was possessed by Beelzebub. They said he was casting out demons by the prince of demons. They were completely out of touch with reality. Jesus exposed their logical inconsistency by asking the question, how can Satan cast out Satan? Now those scribes traveled all the way from Jerusalem to Galilee, quite a distance to travel in that day and time. And they made that trip purposefully to confront and oppose the Lord Jesus Christ. They had already hardened their hearts against him. They had determined that they were going to refute him and his teachings, whatever. But then Jesus turns back, and the question comes to my mind, why does Jesus specifically define the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit as their eternal sin rather than the blasphemy against God the Father or Jesus himself? Blasphemy simply means to speak against, to speak harmfully of. When we turn in the Bible and we read of what took place in the early days of the church, we realize what Jesus was saying to them. On the first day of Pentecost, after Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, and his ascension back to heaven, the Holy Spirit would be poured out upon the apostles. They would be gifted with the power to receive God's word and give it to man. And those who would respond to the gospel message that they received from the Holy Spirit, by repenting and being baptized, that then they would receive the power and the salvation offered through the Holy Spirit. If the scribes rejected and rebelled against the Holy Spirit when he came upon the apostles, they would not be among those who were cut to the heart, as we're told those were in Acts 2, verse 37. They would not receive the forgiveness of sins offered to those who repent and are baptized, Acts 2, 38 through 41. The greatest sin of all is the sin of hardening your heart and refusing to believe the Word of God, the teachings of Jesus, and especially the receiving the word that was given by the Holy Spirit of God. My friends, one can descend that road until he reaches a point at which he can't turn back. His heart can be destroyed by a rejection of truth and a rebellion against the Lord Jesus. This is what the scribes and Pharisees did in Mark chapter 3. And Jesus told them that for one to blaspheme against the Holy Spirit, whom God would send upon the apostles, would never be forgiven. But verse 30 of Mark chapter 3 tells us that those men had reached that point of no return already, because they said Jesus has an unclean spirit. My friends, Jesus had the full and complete measure of the Holy Spirit of God. And they were saying that he, that is the Holy Spirit, who was in Jesus, was unclean. I want you to think very deeply as you answer this question. Are you guilty of the eternal sin? Now, if you have the heart to ask, then the answer would have to be a resounding no. See, those who are guilty of the eternal sin are like those mentioned, 1 Timothy 4, chapter 4, verse 2, whose consciences are seared. If your conscience can feel guilt, your heart is sought to be cut by the Word of God, which was given by the Holy Spirit through those holy men of God who received that Word, 2 Peter 1, verse 20 and 21, then you have no reason to worry about the unpardonable sin. But who does God not forgive? My friends, God does not forgive people who cannot feel remorse and will not repent of their sins. Don't overlook the first part of what Jesus told the scribes. Truly I say to you, all sins will be forgiven the children of man, and whatever blasphemies they utter. God does forgive people who do repent of all sins. Words of Paul, a former blasphemer, persecutor, and insolent opponent of Jesus Christ. God's grace overflows for those with the faith and love of Christ Jesus. 1 Timothy 1, verse 13 and 14. My friend, you don't have to feel guilt for sins that you're not guilty of. You don't need to feel guilt for the sins that God has forgiven you. And if you repent and are baptized, that is, buried with Christ, to have your sins washed away in baptism, Acts 22, verse 14, then you do not have to worry about the unpardonable sin. Come and worship with a group of true Christians who are doing everything within their power to follow only the teachings of Jesus. Let's go back to the Bible and study it, learn it, believe it, and obey it. Then we can go to heaven together. Once you do that, just follow the Word of God. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.